the cyberchondriac problem. This is Future Tense. From American Public Media, I'm John Gordon. Many Americans mistakenly conclude they have a rare illness after attempting self-diagnosis on the internet. That's according to a recent study by researchers at Microsoft. The company conducted the study to improve its own search engine. Microsoft studied health-related web searches on popular search engines and surveyed 500 of its employees about their health-related searching. Microsoft's Eric Horvitz, an artificial intelligence expert and a medical school grad, says web search engines can increase our health-related anxieties and lead us to believe worst-case scenarios.
People are being immersed in lots of information about all sorts of implications of symptoms, many of which are very commonplace symptoms, typically associated with benign causes. For example, muscle twitches, very common. People get muscle twitches all the time. If you just put in twitching, muscle twitches into a search engine, you'll quickly find Lou Gehrig's disease, and which is extremely rare, and it does happen, and it's unfortunate when it does, of course, but it's so rare, it's typically not the explanation for your twitches.
But surely the antidote to this cyberchondria, as some people call it, is not less information, is it? We want informed health consumers.
Absolutely. The part of the problem we see that can be, we think, fixed is the fact that with healthcare information, search engines don't understand likelihood. They don't understand low probability. Sometimes the worst case scenarios get to be the first ranked on the list of search results.
So this is why Microsoft Research is interested in this problem. So what do you imagine are the things that make for a smarter search tool for medicine and for health?
Well, there's been a long and rich history of research in medical informatics that has led to tools that can actually take in sets of symptoms and output likelihoods of various explanations. It's been very rare that these tools have been integrated into online experiences, and we think this is going to be coming soon. The ability to build flowcharts and smart decision trees and even dynamic, you might say, programs that can take in symptoms and actually act like a very smart or wise, intuitive physician or consultant, not just a retrieval algorithm, which is maybe great at bringing back a news story or finding a low-priced digital camera, but is not exactly the right algorithm you want to have when you put some input symptoms to a search engine.
Right. So I might be able to go to a site in the future where I input 10 or 15 symptoms. Maybe it interprets all that and then gives me a projection of the likelihood that I have Lou Gehrig's disease is 0.0001 compared to, you know, the fact that my muscle is twitching because I, you know, for whatever reason.
Yes. Someday, I believe, online experiences will let you put in even just one or two symptoms and will actually have a dialogue with you, go back and forth like a smart doctor might work with you, even consider your age and gender and so on, and right away say, oh, don't, that's very low likelihood.
Eric Horvitz with Microsoft Research. Their study found that about 2% of all web searches are health-related. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.